Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But I did want to mention in the NFL, because the ratings are huge, I think there's potentially the game of the year here. You have maybe the hottest team right now that people are talking about, and the Cowboys, 6-5-1. Now, the Cowboys probably on the outside looking in. The Cowboys essentially have to be perfect. Like, there is, like, we're down here into the final four or five weeks. There just isn't any room for error. And the Cowboys have the Lions, the Vikings, the Chargers, Commanders, and Giants, right? If they can get by the Lions, Vikings, bad team. Chargers, we don't know what's happening with Justin Herbert. Commanders suck. Giants suck. If the Cowboys beat the Lions, Dude, look out.
I know.
The Cowboys may have a little something here. Now, if they lose to the Lions, Cowboys are done. The other one to keep in mind here is the Lions, who are sitting at 7-5. If the Lions lose this game to the Cowboys and they go to 7-6, I don't think the Lions are making the playoffs.
My preseason prediction because of the brain drain.
Because of the brain drain. Remember, they after this, they still have the Rams, and then they get the Steelers and Vikings, which whatever, and then they finish up with the Bears. But you look at the playoff picture, I don't think the Lions can afford to lose to the Dallas Cowboys. I think this is a loser-go-home elimination sort of game. And we're going to start getting into these situations now where some of these games are going to have this sort of connotation to it, where you don't have one team, you have both that absolutely need this game. And the other good one, too, is Colts-Jags. I mean, both sitting there at 8-4. Now, those are teams that are going to make the playoffs, but someone's got to win that division. And we may eventually looking at a team. We may look at three teams from the crappy NFC South that end up making the postseason. There is a path for the Jags, the Colts, and the Texans.
I don't think the Colts are making the playoffs. Look at it.
Yeah, you're an anti-Colts guy.
They have about 68% chance of making the playoffs. They have to play at the Jags. Then they're at Seattle. They're going to be an underdog in that game.
Yep.
They play the Niners, who for some reason, despite having half their roster hurt, are playing pretty good football. They play the Jags again, and they finish at Houston. That's tough.
Yeah, it's tough.
They could go 0-5. None of those games are gimmies. Let's put it that way. It's unlikely they go 0-5, but none of those games are gimmies.
I just think this is a hammer week. And the other one, the other one to keep an eye on is, you mentioned like what a shock it would be for the Colts and the Lions to not make the postseason. The Chiefs are sitting at 6-6.
Yes.
Essentially have to be perfect. So Josh Simmons, their left tackle, the rookie out of Ohio State, who's done a nice job for them, is out. Mm-hmm. Broken wrist, he's done, not playing. So you get now the backup and already the crappy right tackle for the Chiefs, which has been problematic for a number of years, and you get to host the red-hot Houston Texans with those two defensive ends. This is another one. I think this is an elimination game. The Texans have to be able to keep pace with the Colts and the Jags. I don't think they can afford to go to 7-6. And the Chiefs, despite what Andy Reid says, that they're going to tickle their tonsils, I think if the Chiefs lose this, I think the Chiefs are missing the postseason. So I think this is another one of those elimination games. I would make the argument this is, up to this point, this is going to be as good a week of football as we've seen all year. Because not only do we have great games, but we have great games with serious implications.
Yeah, I think this is shaping up to be the most dramatic week of the season so far. Yeah. I mean, not only obviously are more things on the line, as you mentioned, there are a couple of huge games. And I think as you get closer to the playoffs, the longer we go where we don't go, yep, it's that team that's the favorite.
Yeah.
All these games feel like they have more meaning. If you've got a shot to make the playoffs, I feel like I'm watching everyone's tryout to be the, actually, we belong in that discussion too. And how wonky is it in this season that the Bengals are actually not that far out of the playoff picture, as disastrous as their season's been? That's how topsy-turvy the NFL's been. They've looked like a team that's going to get the number one pick, and what are they, a game back of the Steelers at this point?
Well, I brought it up.
It's nuts.
And I can't necessarily fault them for it, because they had just been so bad. But they lost to the Patriots 26-20. And I know 26, giving up 26 points, isn't like the best defensive performance in the world, because like Cincinnati's defense historically through much of this year has been the worst defense in NFL history. Since they started keeping track of these things, this is a historically bad Cincinnati defense. And that defense held New England to 26 points. And that was a one-score game into the fourth quarter. They sat Joe Burrow in that game, even though he was ready to go. They were like, well, you know, we won three games. It doesn't really matter. Like, we'll sit him. They even asked Joe Burrow, and he goes, hey, I want to play, but like, we're trying to be smart about this. Well, lo and behold, they lose that game by 6 points. You got to believe that if Joe Burrow plays in that game, they have at least a better than average chance of scoring 7 more points and potentially beating the New England Patriots, right? And then the very next week, what does Cincinnati go out and do? Dude, they hammer the Ravens. Had they won that game against the Patriots, the Bengals would be one game behind in that division. And would honestly have a path. Someone in that crappy ass division is going to win. You have the Ravens at 6-6, the Steelers at 6-6, and the Ravens are 4-8. They would be 5-7. They would be a game back in that division, in theory, had they chosen to play Joe Burrow. I mean, there's no way to know that, but that's one, if you're Cincinnati, you kind of sit there and you're like, man, hindsight being 2020. I mean, it's just that kind of weird year in the NFL.
It is. And I think that speaks to your point that as we get closer to the playoffs, we're going to continue to say, this game means a lot. Oh my gosh, this game means a lot. One, all these teams are pretty close. Two, it does feel like even the best teams in the NFL week to week are honestly trying out to be like, can we consistently be this good? Because look at the Rams. We would have said, what, 6 days ago, seven days ago, well, the Rams are playing the best football in the NFL
best team
right
in
now,
football.
Hands down. They just lost to the Panthers.
Yeah.
So no one's consistently running together 3 weeks of looking dominant.
Nope. And 57 million people tune in to watch an NFL game. That's half a Super Bowl. Half a Super Bowl tuned in over Thanksgiving. When anyone tells you the NFL is king.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.